Dictation 4. Robert Parks, Parks, November 18, 2020. Excuse me. Date of birth is 14 March, 1943. I saw Mr. Parks during dialysis, ALMA, ALMA, discussed on the phone with wife. He's been dialyzing through a right-sided tunnel catheter for about 2 months plus. He has a history of coronary artery disease with three vessel bypass surgery, 12 years or longer. Recent admission to the hospital with valve overload, CHF pleural effusion, apparently thoracocentesis. He was admitted through the hospital towards Detroit, Troy, T-R-O-Y. They started him on dialysis because of acute and chronic renal failure and valve overload. He lives at home with wife. He has a prior stroke with weakness on the left upper lower extremities. He's hard of hearing for the last 6 months and tremor on the left hand. No diagnosis of Parkinson has been done. He says to be eating fair. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. There is some constipation or bleeding. Some amount of urine. No burning cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate. Denies incontinence. Denies recent falls. Recently no major edema. A stable dyspnea activity, not at rest. Does use a TPA machine, no oxygen. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypertension, coronary artery disease. Three vessel bypass, 10, 12 years ago, left-sided weakness stroke, 10 years back, progressive renal failure, anemia, osteoarthritis, tremor, left upper extremity, sleep apnea on treatment, hard of hearing, obesity, hypothyroidism, no deven thrombosis pulmonary embolism, does have liver disease, has been on lactulose, rifaximin. I'm not aware of peritonitis, esophageal varices, or active gastrointestinal bleeding. Next paragraph, just discontinued smoking within the last 1 year. Prior alcohol intake socially. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, tonsils, three vessel coronary artery bypass, prior coronary artery stents times 4, cataract surgery bilateral, recently a dialysis catheter. Next paragraph, medications at home include allopurinol, Eliquis, aspirin, eye drops, betanecol, B-E-T-H-A-N-E-C-H-O-L, stool softener, Zetia, Flonase, Lasix, folic acid, nitrates, lactulose, thyroid replacement, metoprolol, Prilosec, Ranexa, rifaximin, Flomax in the dialysis unit, Venofermin serum. Next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph on physical exam. Elderly person, hard of hearing, speech without expressive aphasia dysarthria, oriented to person, place, or historian, complemented with wife, which is all aware of issues, tremor of the left hand at rest. By no gross JVD or palpable thyroid, no gross carotid bruise, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, cannot rule out a small amount of ascites, no major peripheral edema, is able to get in and out of the wheelchair with minimal help. Next paragraph. He's presently dialyzing for 3.5 hours, a target weight of 87.7. We remove 2 liters or less. Blood pressure runs in the 80s to 100s, over 40s and 50s. His creatinine has improved from 4 down to 3.3. Present clearance 1.31. There is anemia 8.3. Iron saturation 28% with a ferritin 141. He's receiving intravenous iron as well as EPO. Last A1C 5.1. Potassium runs normal. Bicarbonate 28. Normal phosphorus calcium, PTH elevated 109, bicarbonate 28. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, question related to hypertension, liver disease, and cardiac abnormalities. I do not have echocardiogram to go by, or any imaging for liver abnormalities or portal hypertension. According to wife, urine output is in the low side. He started dialysis because of the acute and chronic changes, as well as volume overload requiring thoracocentesis. We discussed about the issues of kidney function potentially might not return to baseline, might require dialysis in the long term. We discussed the options of home peritoneal dialysis and continue in-center dialysis with an AV fistula. We review medications. He will continue management of his question chronic liver disease with present lactulose and rifaximin. We will make a decision about ESRD by the end of January, early February. That will be around 3 months when he starts dialysis. I encourage proceed with the AV fistula already. We discuss about issues of clearance, anemia management, nutrition, including supplements, potassium acid-base balance, calcium phosphorus balance, and treatment of secondary hyperparathyroidism. will follow. End of dictation.